Good morning. This is Pastor Zachary Corey of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Wahoo, Nebraska. And I certainly welcome my members in listening to this Sunday morning service on the fourth Sunday in Lent, historically known as Laetare, which refers to the words, "Rejoice, O Jerusalem," that is included in the introit for the day. So I welcome my members, but I certainly welcome any others who are joining us and listening to this. I pray that God brings us comfort amidst these strange times with his word, that he would not only comfort us, but that he would give us confidence. And so without any further announcements, which I will continue to post on our website, but getting right to it, we begin with the litany, as is printed on the first page of the bulletin that is found on our website. And by the way, if you need to pause at any time, that's what's beneficial about not streaming this or not doing it live, is that you can do it at your own pace as needed, especially those with young children. You can pause it and get to the part that you need to, and start again whenever necessary. We begin with a litany. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, hear us. God the Father in heaven, have mercy. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy. Be gracious to us. Spare us, good Lord. Be gracious to us. Help us, good Lord. From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, help us, good Lord. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment, help us, good Lord. We poor sinners implore you to hear us, O Lord, to rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit. We implore you to hear us, good Lord, to raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed. We implore you to hear us, good Lord, to give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all. We implore you to hear us, good Lord, to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers. We implore you to hear us, good Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we implore you to hear us. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. O Christ, hear us. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 7 reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Last week, in light of the CDC's urging to limit gatherings, starting on last Saturday from 250 and then down to 50, and then on Monday down to 10, the leadership of our church made the difficult decision of suspending all of our services for at least 15 days, as was advised by the Trump administration. It very well may last longer. In fact, I read yesterday that the city of Wahoo is prohibiting through April 30th gatherings of 10 or more. And I imagine it'll last even longer than that, robbing us of the fullness of the pinnacle celebration of the church calendar known as Holy Week, which is coming up very quickly, and especially the celebration of Easter Sunday. What would otherwise be a time of great joy appears to have already become a sign of indefinitely bleak times. Yet there is hope. There is hope for the hopeless and comfort in sadness. There's victory in the face of fear and defeat. There's even consolation for those who merely wonder when life will return to normal. That hope, that victory, that consolation is all found in God's word. We're told in our gospel reading, John 6, 1 through 15, that Jesus fed 5,000 followers, not including women and children, with only 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Not only was there enough for all to have their fill, but 12 baskets full of leftovers were collected. Now, this miracle shows us many things, and I'm just going to highlight a few here. Firstly, we're shown not only that we ought to give thanks for God's provisions and the example that Jesus gives thanks for the food, and he blesses it by calling out to his Father, but also Jesus is actually giving thanks on our behalf because we so often fail to. Now, we often pray asking God to bless our meals, but how often have we neglected to? Secondly, when these people were hungry and without food, Jesus provided for them, and he provided abundantly. While there certainly is more to be gained from this passage, there's a lot here, especially with regard to the Passover, especially with regard to the theme that begins in the Gospel of John, that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And continuing through what is immediately before our gospel reading in the last few verses of John 5, as well as where the rest of John 6 goes into Jesus talking about him being the bread of life. While there's so much there, the point is that we are to see God as the one who provides. We are to be reminded of God's will toward his people, that he desires not only to give, but for us to receive, and for us to receive in abundance. That abundance is also what the psalmist is conveying with his words that I read at the beginning, that God is a very present help in trouble. The Hebrew, the original language, conveys that God not only helps those who trust in him, but he helps, he comforts, and he consoles abundantly. That abundance flows out of the ultimate purpose of Jesus' life, which was to reconcile a broken, sinful, and troubled humanity to the God of mercy and grace. That's what Christ accomplished for all of mankind on the cross on Good Friday. and confirmed by his resurrection on Easter Sunday. All of God's word, which of course is contained in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible, point us to this as the foundation for all true and lasting hope. Even if we don't have an abundance of possessions, an abundance of food, an abundance really of anything in this life, we have the abundance of God's love, the abundance of his mercy that comes out in the forgiveness of sins, particularly through absolution and through the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. But we have an abundance of God's word. There is no shortage of insight into who God is for us and what he desires to give in his mercy and his forgiveness and in his grace. The entire Bible is pointing us to Christ, which is the beautiful connection between the Passover in Exodus and this Passover, which Jesus begins here in our gospel reading. Whether we're refraining from meeting at our church building or even confining ourselves completely to our homes for the sake of preventing the spread of this virus that's going around, there is hope. And there is help amidst especially what can feel like a very scary time. And in closing, I'm reminded of Isaac Watts's famous hymn and the words that he writes in, "O God, our help in ages past." So I commend these to you. Watts writes, "Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guard while troubles last, and our eternal home." In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children, and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that we turn from our wickedness and live. Graciously behold your people who plead to you and spare us. Withdraw the scourge of your wrath and be moved in mercy to turn away this pestilence from us. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, look down from heaven, Behold, visit and relieve your servants who stand in need of our prayers. Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Reverend President Matthew Harrison, the Reverend President Richard Snow, our Concordia seminaries, colleges, and schools, and our sister churches, the United States of America, President Donald Trump, and Governor Pete Ricketts. As prayer requests, we lift up Lewis's son, ATN, Elaine's niece, Roxy, and brother-in-law, Jean, a close family member of Chris and Angela, Gary and Pam's friend, Marvin, Julie's mom, Ginger, Karine's mother, Ruby, as well as Larry Martin. Also, Russell's sister, Nancy, and brother-in-law, Richard, Sandra's family members, Sophie and Glenn, Dan's mom, Diane, Lauren and Shirley's son, Todd, and of our own, we lift up Sarah, Gloria, Lee and Sandra, John and Addie, Judy, Bernice, Marge, Velva, Elaine, Gail, Lavona, Catherine, Lauren, and Valerie. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy. Grant them comfort and sure confidence in you. Defend them from all danger and keep them in perpetual peace and safety through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, who created and completed all things, on this day when the work of our calling begins anew, we implore you to create its beginning, direct its continuance, and bless its end, that our doings may be preserved from sin, our life sanctified, and our work this day be well-pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Good morning, and God's blessings to you this week.